Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, August 10th, Pope Francis makes another appeal for those suffering in Ukraine. The Pope renews prayers for victims of the recent fire in Cuba. And the Holy Father says old age is a fruitful time to bear witness to Christ. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Pope Francis on Wednesday held his usual general audience. At its conclusion, the Pope asked again prayers for the people of Ukraine as the war in Russia entered into its 168th day. During the Angelus on Sunday, the Pope had expressed his satisfaction over the recent grain deal between Moscow and Kiev, saying it offers a sign of hope for peace. Since Russia has invaded Ukraine, Pope Francis has made countless appeals for an end to the war and for negotiations and dialogue. Lisa Zengarini reports.
Speaking to pilgrims gathered in the Paul VI Hall on Wednesday, Pope Francis once again turned his thoughts to the people of Ukraine, who, he said, still suffer from the cruel war which broke out on February the 24th. On Sunday, Pope Francis had welcomed the departure from Ukraine's port of the first shipload of grain, following the deal brokered by Turkey to allow the export of Ukrainian foodstuffs throughout the Black Sea after nearly 6 months of blockade. During the Angelus, the Holy Father said this step offers a sign of hope that a just and lasting peace can be found. Since the outbreak of the war, Pope Francis has expressed countless times his closeness to Ukraine and has made explicit his desire to travel to Kiev to bring comfort and hope to the people affected, also warning on the danger that the world might slowly turn its gaze away from the conflict. Likewise, the Pope has said he is willing to travel to Moscow. However, as confirmed in a recent interview by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, dialogue between Rome and Moscow on this issue is difficult, and there has been no explicit invitation for the Pope to go to Russia. As the conflict enters its 168th day, there are no signs of it ending in the near future. On Wednesday, Russian shelling was reported to have hit Ukraine's central Dnipropetrovsk region, killing at least 13 people overnight. Meanwhile, 13 people were injured and one person was killed on Tuesday by massive explosions at a military airbase in the Russian annexed region of Crimea. According to Russian authorities, the blast near Novofedorivka was caused accidentally by detonated aviation ammunition. However, a Ukrainian government official told the Washington Post on Wednesday that the explosions were the work of the Ukrainian special forces. I am Lisa Zingarini.
Pope Francis, during the same general audience, also prayed for people affected by the tragic fire at an oil depot in Cuba, which recently killed at least one person and left over a dozen missing. Sophie Peters has more.
During his Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis conveyed his thoughts and prayers for the victims and families of the fire in the Matanzas supertanker base in Cuba that killed at least one person. Another 14 people are currently missing, and five others remain in critical condition.
Quiero expresar mi cercanía de modo especial a los afectados en la tragedia.
I want to express my closeness to those affected by the tragedy caused by the explosions of the Matanzas oil base in Cuba, the Pope said. Let us ask Mary, our Queen of Heaven, to watch over the victims and their families. The blaze began on Friday night after lightning struck a fuel storage tank at the Matanzas oil deport, causing a massive explosion. It has been described as the worst fire in Cuba's history. Over 40% of the Cuban island's main fuel storage facility was destroyed, and massive blackouts were reported. Firefighters on Tuesday were able to get the blaze under control with the support of more than 100 Mexican and Venezuelan reinforcements, including helicopters and fireboats sent by Mexico. On Monday, Pope Francis sent a telegram to the president of the Bishops' Conference of Cuba to express his closeness. He said he is closely following the news about the incident and assured his prayers for those affected by the disaster. I am Sophie Peters.
At the general audience, Pope Francis concluded his catechesis on the value and meaning of old age, reflecting on Jesus' words of farewell to his disciples. The Pope said that faith and trust in Christ's promise during the latter years of life can offer fruitful witness to the gospel. Devin Watkins has more.
At the Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis picked up the theme of the value of old age for the last time. The Pope noted that many people eventually pass through the frailty and challenges of old age, but said that it can also be a time of exciting blessings of faith. In old age, the works of faith which bring us and others closer to the kingdom of God, he said, are by now beyond the power of the energy, words, and impulses of youth and maturity. Pope Francis pointed out that a temptation toward bitterness can arise in the latter years of life as time passes and we reflect on missed opportunities. He added that old age itself is a blessing which God bestows, since it teaches us that our life is destined to go beyond the passage of death into eternal life. Our earthly life, said the Pope, could be considered a novitiate or apprenticeship during which difficulties teach us to appreciate the gift of God and share it with others.
La nostra esistenza sulla terra è il tempo dell'iniziazione alla vita.
Our existence on earth is a time of the initiation of life, which finds fulfillment only in God, he said. We are imperfect from the very beginning, and we remain imperfect up to the end. Pope Francis noted that old age helps us understand the meaning of time and the limitations we face as we near the end of our time of initiation. Old age, he said, helps deepen the gaze of faith, which reminds us that Jesus spoke of paradise in parables about festive banquets, something the Pope said we can look forward to. In conclusion, Pope Francis said the elderly have the privilege to bear witness to their hope and faith in Christ for those around them, noting that old age renders Jesus' promise transparent.
La vecchiaia è la fase della vita più adatta a diffondere la lieta notizia.
Old age, he concluded, is the phase in life most suited to spreading the joyful news that life is the initiation to a final fulfillment. And the best, he said, is yet to come. I'm Devin Watkins.
In a video message on Wednesday, Pope Francis encouraged a parish group in Argentina who went on mission among indigenous peoples. The Pope recalled that going on mission means going out of ourselves to give others the best of ourselves and what God has given us. Father Benedict Mayaki reports.
Pope Francis has greeted and encouraged a group of missionaries from the parish of Nostra Señora de la Asunción of Río Cuarto in Argentina who went on missions among the indigenous peoples of Salta, Victoria Este, in the Diocese of Huaran. The missionaries, about 30 in number, young and old people, spent a week among the Wichí communities, accompanying families, celebrating masses, and bringing the word of God among the indigenous people under the motto, "Dreams are built together." In a video message on Wednesday, Pope Francis thanked them for the work that they have done and urged them to keep going with their mission because to mission, said the Pope, is to go out of ourselves to give the best of ourselves and the best of what God gives. The Holy Father also extended his regards to Father Mariano Cordero, a parish priest in Serrano who is accompanying the missionaries. Then, with a request for prayers for himself, Pope Francis invoked God's blessings on the missionaries and further encouraged them to return to their work. Reflecting on this missionary activity, Father Cordero noted that for 3 years now, the missionaries have been visiting these communities twice a year in order to grow in friendship with the indigenous peoples. In fact, he said, they travel for more than 5,000 kilometers to reach the border with Bolivia and Paraguay for their mission work. The priest highlighted the situation in these mountain communities, noting that many have problems of malnutrition, lack of clean drinking water, and are very far away from any medical service. Nonetheless, Father Cordero pointed out that the mission provided the missionaries the opportunity to enrich themselves with the culture of their indigenous brothers and sisters in the mountains, including the poorest. On a hopeful note, Father Cordero affirms that God does not abandon his children and highlights that the missionaries have sensed the Spirit of God among the people in the mountains, in the simple, in the small, and in the mysterious. He added that the young people have returned full of hope and the Lord has awakened their sensitivity in order to educate them with this commitment to their brothers and sisters. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
Also in the headlines, a new report by the charity Save the Children released on Wednesday shows that since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan a year ago, children are suffering, with girls more likely to go hungry and feel isolated. Lydia O'Kane has the story.
Last year, millions of people around the world witnessed the images of civilians flooding towards the international airport in Kabul, desperately seeking to leave Afghanistan as the Taliban took control of the capital. 12 months on from the chaos that ensued and the US's decision to pull out of the country, the charity Save the Children has released a new report detailing life for children. The findings show that since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan a year ago, an economic crisis, crippling drought and new restrictions have shattered girls' lives, excluding them from society and leaving them hungry, with a quarter showing signs of depression. The report titled Breaking Point, Life for Children 1 year on since the Taliban takeover, reveals that 97% of families are struggling to provide enough food for their children and that girls are eating less than boys. According to interviews conducted by the charity, the crisis is also taking a dangerous toll on girls' mental and psychosocial well-being. Following the Taliban's takeover last August, thousands of secondary school girls were ordered to stay home, reversing years of progress for gender equality. The report shows that girls expressed disappointment and anger over the fact they can no longer go to school and said they felt hopeless about their future because they don't have the rights and freedoms they had previously. Another area of concern is the economic crisis that has crippled the country. Save the Children says that following the withdrawal of international forces last year, billions of dollars in international aid were withdrawn. Afghanistan's foreign currency reserves were frozen and the banking system collapsed. The subsequent economic crisis and the country's worst drought in 30 years have plunged households into poverty. The report reveals that the economic situation is leaving households without enough to eat and without basic items. Child marriages are also on the increase. Speaking about the current situation for children in the country, Chris Nyamandi, Save the Children country director in Afghanistan, said, "Life is dire for children in Afghanistan, 1 year since the Taliban took control. Children are going to bed hungry night after night. They're exhausted and wasting away, unable to play and study like they used to. They're spending their days toiling in brick factories, collecting rubbish and cleaning homes instead of going to school." Since the Taliban regained control in August 2021, Save the Children has been scaling up its response to support the increasing number of children in need. The charity provides health, nutrition, education, child protection, shelter, water, sanitation and hygiene. Since September 2021, it has reached more than 2.5 million people, including 1.4 million children. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Also making news in South Korea, torrential rains that have slammed South Korea's capital of Seoul have diminished on Wednesday after killing at least 9 people and damaging about 2,800 homes and other buildings. More rain was forecast for Wednesday, but less than the heavy downpours on Monday and Tuesday that submerged some streets and buildings, trapping people in flooded apartments and stranding cars. Also, fighting in Ukraine is endangering an important nuclear power plant. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed. Many thanks go to our sound engineers in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.